fire, nigga, I am the light. Front of me, somebody gon' be dying tonight. The sideways talking, catch you on the sidewalk, walking to hit you with that iron for Mike. Never picks with guns, grab riches and run. Bag bitches for fun, that shit never get old. Since the younger had the old soul, sneaking sips of mommy old gold. We was bent on the low, graduated to the Hennessy. Too much of that shit that had everybody looking like the enemy. Fuck dodgeball, we was trying to dodge felonies. Ever was a cure to hip-hop, was the remedy. Remember me, remember P. Had him shook, representing from QB. Back when Pona Noriega was all reporting, Nas was Illmatic, we was all distorting. And y'all wasn't important. Matter of fact, you forfeit. Nigga, count your losses, go against the grain. Got none to gain, manufacture the pain. Let your clique fail the funerals, all y'all removable. Brains on the floor like pigeon shit. In New York, clowns couldn't take it. Had them packing up the mule halls, murder queen shit. Niggas be snitching and singing. So now we gotta make a remix. What the fuck you say? We be right back. Nigga want smoke? All good, let me light that. Show you how to strike match. Project nigga strike back. Do it in the day or we can hit you with a nightcap. Years in the field of growing nigga thick skin. And laughing at the gossip coming out of grown men.
What's everyone doing? We're doing good. The sun is shining. Supposed to be in the 70s today. So I pulled up this, the Dodge County Sheriff's Department's jail detention center website or whatever. First of all, there's 10 pages full of criminal activity, mostly by the whites. So I was just reading some of this stuff, right? It's just because you don't hear about all this stuff. You know what I mean? You hear about all the shootings in Milwaukee and all that stuff, right? And you just, so I was just looking around just different, you know, communities, different areas and stuff, just to see like what kind of trouble they're getting into or what they're doing out there. I mean, there's some, here's this one right here. First of all, there's 10 pages. Y'all can go look it up. Dodge County Sheriff's Department website or whatever, their jail division part. Here's a person right here. I'm not going to read their name and shit, but they got false imprisonment, aggravated battery, kidnapping, terroristic threats and acts, aggravated assault, burglary first degree, possession of a firearm or knife during commission of an attempt to commit certain felonies. The white guy. Here's another one. Cruelty to children, second degree. Cruelty to children in the third degree. Or subsequent offense, aggravated assault. Here's another one. These are all white guys too. This is out in Dodge County. Kidnapping, aggravated assault, rape, knowingly driving motor vehicle on suspended, canceled, or revoked registration, suspended license. Here's another one. And these, the ones I'm reading, these are all like individual people too. Like this isn't just like a whole bunch of different like crimes. This is. Like right here, this is this Rusty Davis. He lives in Dodge County. He has trafficking in cocaine, illegal drugs, marijuana, or meth. He has possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance with intent to distribute. He has trafficking cocaine, illegal drugs, marijuana, or meth. Possession of a Schedule 2, 3, or 4 controlled substance with intent to distribute. Possession of a firearm or knife during the commission of or attempt to commit certain felonies. And then he has criminal use of an article with altered ID mark other than motor vehicle. Here's one more. Aggravated child molestation. Aggravated child molestation. Aggravated sodomy. Commit sodomy with force and against persons will or person is less than 10 years of age. Wow. And then he has an incest.
What makes it aggravated?
Man, aggravated. That means like with more like just basically with more aggression and more, there's probably like more like actual things involved. Because like with a substantial battery, there's like battery where you just, not just, but you say you could punch somebody in the face. that's a battery, versus you pistol whipping somebody.
Okay.
That's substantial battery. So, you know, it's just meaning like there's just probably some more serious type shit involved with it. Here's another one. I think I might have read that one. So, I mean, yeah, there's 10 pages of them. That was just page two. Here's page three. I'll just read a couple more. Aggravated assault, discharge of firearms on or near public highway or street, cruelty to children in the third degree, third or subsequent offense, simple assault, family violence, obstruction of law enforcement officer when engaged on an official duty which results in serious psychic something, criminal interference with government property, receipt, possession, or transfer of firearm by a convicted felon or felony first offender. I mean, man, theft by shoplifting, possession of marijuana less than an ounce, public drunkenness, obstructing or hearing law or hindering law enforcement officers, printing, executing, negotiating checks, drafts, etc., knowing information is an error or fictitious. So basically someone's passing a bad check and they knew it. Yeah, this is all out in Dodge County. Trafficking of fentanyl, sale of methamphetamine, conspiracy to commit a felony, terroristic threats and acts, armed robbery, theft by taking felony, aggravated assault, possession of a firearm or knife during commission of or an attempt to commit certain felonies, DUI, driving under the influence of drugs, hit and run, duty of driver to stop at or return to scene of an accident, failure to repeat striking fixed object, failure to maintain lane, probation violation. Yeah. Possession of meth. This is all out here in Dodge County. There's 10 pages of it.
Wow.
But all they want to talk about is little Ray Ray robbing the gas station. When there's clearly other shit going on out. That's all I'm saying. These places need to get some news stations so they can start reporting this stuff.
Well, does the Madison News cover
Madison
Dodge?
Madison has a news. Madison,
they cover Dodge County.
Somewhat, because when I was locked up there, because you get the Madison News
yeah.
in some of them areas, they would talk about, you know, certain crimes. But usually even the Madison station, they're going to talk about Madison stuff. And then they'll talk about Milwaukee crime, too, some. But, yeah, but that's it. Or you got to go do a deep dive and to find these things online. You know what I mean? Or you may hear about it once on the news, and then that's it.
Huh.
And then, oh, there's old boy laying on the street again. Look at her. Just walking right past him. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Right.
But, like, it's either you're going to ask a person, do you need help, or you're just going to keep going. It's like one of the two. You got to...
Well, and, like, he's there every day, so...
That's literally
I'm sure there's some people that walk by him every day and just know that's his spot.
Right. That's just crazy, though. They're building the museum over there, groundbreaking. I saw it on the news this morning. Groundbreaking, you know, all this money going into that museum. And in true reality, in true reality, that museum is unnecessary. The city will get by, everyone will live, everyone will be just fine without that museum there. But meanwhile, you got a guy just laying here on the street. Like, our priorities are fucked up, man. Priorities are fucked up. Come on, you can get out and pee now, because I gotta go to work. Yeah, but yeah, our priorities are messed up out here, man, because that's crazy to me. And I'm not saying that the museum isn't a cool thing. You know what I mean? I used to go to the museum when I was a kid and stuff like that. I mean, the museum's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not hating on the museum being built. I'm saying, but them, like, can we help the homeless people out, too? Because I don't know if y'all remember, like, the old Ramada there that was on Michigan, it's like kind of downtown. That had closed, right? It was pretty much just abandoned for probably like a few years, I'm going to say. And I remember that there was some people that were trying to like get the city or whoever, you know, that owned that Ramada Inn to, you know, open it up for homeless people to stay in there. You know what I mean? Just to, you know, get themselves situated or whatnot. And then, I mean, clearly it'd be like a temporary type thing. But Marquette, I guess Marquette is the one that owns that Ramada, that old hotel. And they were like, no, we're not doing it. Nope, can't have, we don't want no homeless people in here. So the place just sat there. Just sat there some more. And then, so now it's like, now it's being completely demolished. You know what I mean? I'm like, you guys could have totally used that. So you'd rather tear the shit down than let people live in there. Yeah, that's crazy to me. Yes, it's like, because in reality, homeless people, they're almost the equivalent, like, as far as the perception is how as people, I feel like the majority of people look at them or view them or, like, the type of energy that they give homeless people is almost the same as people incarcerated, you know, people in prison or jail. Kind of that out of sight, out of mind. It's like, you'll see a homeless person, but we'll just either step over them or walk past them. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, whatever. They chose to be that way, whatever. You know what I mean? Same thing with, like, people in jail and prison. We just kind of, like, forget about them. Out of sight, out of mind. You know what I mean? We'll say that we care. Oh, that's fucked up. But it's, like, only time, like, that conversation will take place is if there's an issue or someone literally brings the topic up. But other than that, it's like, ain't nobody thinking about people in prison or jail. Unless you're somebody's loved one. I mean, obviously. But you know what I'm saying? Life happens. It's just like, you know, I get it. You know, I get it. You can't be thinking about something or somebody, you know, all day long and, you know, 24 hours a day and stuff. But it's definitely a segment of individuals that people just totally forget about. Because you see it when it comes to voting. You know, and shout out the ACLU. They try their best to try to get voting booths and people registered that are in the county jails and stuff like that. Because like I've been saying, people can vote, man. If you're sitting in a county jail and you have not been convicted of whatever charge you're sitting in there for, and as long as you're not on there on a PO hold, too. You know, obviously, if you're on probation and parole and you're out here and you fuck up or whatever and you get locked up, you know, obviously, you know, you're still on supervision. You know, you're on probation and parole, which makes you ineligible to vote at that point anyways. But I'm talking about people that are in there. You know, you're not on paper. You're not sitting there on a PO hold or no stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You're in there with like a fresh case. I don't care if you're in there for a homicide. You know what I'm saying? You ain't been convicted of the crime, like I said, you're not already on probation and parole, you know, and you're in there because you fucked up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can vote. You can vote, man. Register to vote. That's what I was saying. We need to get people in those situations registered before they get convicted, and we need to get them voting before they get convicted because your vote stands. It's not like you can vote, but then you get convicted a month later and then they fucking take your vote away. It don't work like that. Once you vote, your vote counts. They can't take your vote away after your conviction. It don't work like that. Trust me, I know that for a fact. But yeah, you know, because we're always talking about, and you know, they're talking about it a lot right now about, you know, because they're going to blame the black voter. If like Biden loses and shit, they're going to blame the black vote. They're going to say that enough black people didn't come out and vote. And all that type of shit, right? So, there's a lot of black and brown people that are locked up in these county jails and shit. There's 72 counties throughout this state, which means there's a jail in every county, at least one. That's a lot of people that aren't voting. And let's just be honest. I'd say 75 to 80% of people incarcerated in jail, you know what I'm saying, that would fall under that situation that would vote, they'd vote Democratic. So there you go right there while we're sitting here screaming about low black voter turnout and all that stuff. Well, let's get some voting booths up in these fucking county jails and let's get some people registered. You know what I mean? Because I guarantee there's plenty of people in jail that want to vote. You know what I'm saying? And I know there's a sect, there's a portion of people that probably, I don't know how big or small it is, but like, I mean, I get that. Like, if you get arrested and go to jail or something like that, it probably don't even make sense to people like that, you know, that you can vote. You're like, well, I'm sitting in jail. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get that. But you can vote, man. People need to be better out here. Like, people like with radio shows and all this stuff, people out here with a voice and stuff like that. Like, I can only do so much. I'm on Spotify on a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of buried away, you know what I'm saying? But like, people that got radio shows and shit like that, y'all need to be better, man, and start sweating these jails, man, so people can vote. Because we're going to be crying about the black vote being low and all that stuff. That's one way we can combat some of that, man. I don't know why people don't just figure that shit out, man. And start doing something about it, man. All right, I'm about to get to work. Peace and blessings, y'all. This is DBJ. Back home from work. Stop at the store. Pick a few things up. Kitty litter, towel and paper, all that kind of stuff. Y'all know y'all be doing the same things. It's relatable, right? Y'all done stopped at the store on the way home from work or on the way to work or whatever. So, yeah, I'm about to stop in here, gonna grab a few things. Work went well today. And then, stopped at home, let Charlie out. I ain't bringing him with me today, though, because I had to stop at the store, so... I ain't one of them dog owners that like goes to the store and leaves their dog in the car and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't understand when people do that. Just leave the dog at home and go to the store. You know what I mean? Yep. So I'm gonna get on in here, grab this stuff, and then go get Michelle. Yep. Be looking for a little episode later or whatnot, and we'll holler at y'all soon. I hope everyone's having a great day. East Side Pick and Save. East Lion Pick and Save. See, what do we need? Oh, I gotta get coffee. Okay, I got the coffee. Some paper towels. Man, we go through paper towels a lot. I use those to clean with a lot, though. What else? Oh, kitty litter. Nice. They got one more bag left for the tidy cat. It was meant to be. Okay, what else? Okay, I had to find me a little cart. Sometimes you come into the store, you think you're only grabbing a few things and shit, and then before you look up, you got all this stuff in your hands. I had to go grab a little basket. A little milk. I'll be checking the date too. I check the date on every fucking thing. I ain't trying to get sick. Okay. Okay, what's the date? So these buns, this six pack of hard rolls, because we're gonna have like sandwiches, right? Hot sandwiches or whatever. These are dated, they're only good till the 11th, so we have to just make sure we eat them all up, I guess. We got 3 days? Yep, 3 days. See, all this deli meat, this shit goes bad in 2 days. May 10th. I'm not eating all this lunch. We're not gonna eat all this meat in 2 days. Literally all of them are excel by 5:10. 24, that's 2 days. I ain't about to eat all that meat up in 2 days. Michelle ain't either. All right, they got this. See, I don't really understand what the difference is, though. They got lunch meat. Well, they're calling it deli meat, but it's in a different section. But this stuff says it's good till
July 3rd. July 3rd, huh? We'll see. All right, I'm going to get the smoked turkey breast. It says this shit is good until July 3rd. So we'll see. Holy shit, there's only like, there ain't none in here, Harley. I'm going to get it, though. We'll see what's up with it. Afternoon. I think I'm good to go. Good to go. If I miss something, I'll just have to come back and get it. I'm about to grab some masks. Gotta get masks. I'll be still wearing my masks and stuff. Fuck all that. I must be doing something right, because I don't get sick. I do not get sick. You can ask Michelle. I don't get sick. And part of the reason is because I wear my mask. We use sanitizer. Y'all use that sanitizer still. It's not a bad thing. Peace and blessings. This is DBJ, and thanks for listening to this Wednesday's episode. And enjoy this. Mr. David Styles, peace. And happy Mother's Day coming up, y'all. Peace. Mom, I love you, and Betty, I love you, and Barbara, I love you, and to you and yours, happy Mother's Day to whoever's listening. Peace.
From the home of the Ave and the Collie Block, all the dirt in the path to try to have a knock. It was stash box, my mama sat a lot. We were the youngins, had a lock, but didn't have a lot. We were praying the cops, ain't playing black ops. They get they load out and they rushing us. It's life in the gulag when the judge throw the book at us. Young sinner, freezing in the winter when we took the bus. Mama tears on the ground, but kept looking up. She had faith in me, every day pray for me. Kept a safe place for me, and she did it faithfully. I'm more worried about if a hater try and play with me. God, what's wrong with me, man? Living life fast. Yo, Styles, talk to him.
Time is up, mind is fucked, trying to see clear, but think I got my blinders up. Not a horse, just a boss, and the grind is tough. On the pull-up bar, giant thinking mind is up. Yeah, I'm thinking, it's deep and I'm sinking. I'm looking at death and I ain't even blinking. Smoking and drinking, partying hard. I'm around all these devils, but my body is God. My spirit is good, but my mind is fucked. Cause I wanna spread love, but the nine is tough. Know a bunch of dead men who lined them up. So I keep the circle tight and I'm fired up.
Go so much pain under the surface. Betting in verses, making it worth it. I changed to a whole better person. Hearing in verses, making it worth it. So much pain under the surface. Betting in verses, making it worth it. I changed to a whole better person. Hearing in verses, making it worth it. Uh-huh. We grown now.